A three-year investigation by Australia's workplace watchdog into worker exploitations found some foreign workers on Australian farms were bonded like a slave to dodging labour hire companies. The nation's multi-billion dollar fruit and vegetable sector has been under intense scrutiny in recent years, following high-profile media coverage of poor pay and working conditions for farm workers. The Fair Work Ombudsman's Harvest Trail Inquiry report will be released later in the year, but its early findings paint a very bleak picture. Marty McCarthy reports.
For Australia's fruit and vegetable growers, it can be tough to make a dollar. It's even harder when some of your peers undercut you by breaking the law.
Not that I do it, but I have no doubt that if I were to exploit workers, I could get away with it and I would be profitable again, dead easy.
John Paul Slaven is a farmer in Western Australia's Ord Valley. This year, he decided not to grow vegetables. Margins are tight and he can't afford to pay workers to pick them. He says he's being undercut by some farmers in Australia who use cheap labour, sometimes sourced through a dodgy labour hire company.
It just increases the pressure on us, and you know, when they can sell their break-even at a far lower level than what ours is, they can keep producing when we can't. It gives them greater market share, and they can still stay profitable at the end of the day, whereas those farmers like myself who do the right thing can't.
Australia's horticulture sector has been rife with scandals about worker exploitation, often centred around labour hire companies that don't pay foreign workers properly or house them in squalid living conditions.
In some cases, the Fair Work Ombudsman encountered situations where a person is virtually bonded, like a slave, to a particular provider on the basis that they've been told they will not have their visa extension signed unless they see out the season with them.
Jennifer Crook is the Assistant Director in the Compliance and Enforcement Branch of the Fair Work Ombudsman. She's been investigating labour hire on Australian farms as part of the Ombudsman's three-year-long Harvest Trail investigation.
We saw backpackers being lured to regional centres by dodgy labour hire operators, treating them poorly, bullying and sexually harassing them, and ripping them off to the tune of hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars per person.
The Fair Work Ombudsman is due to publish its full findings later this year, but Ms Crook revealed some of the more disturbing discoveries to a group of growers at an industry conference in Brisbane last week.
Unpermitted deductions from workers' wages for picking the wrong size or coloured fruit or veg, more like a penalty, which is unlawful. We've seen labour hire contractors disappearing at the end of season with hundreds of thousands of dollars in wages that haven't been paid to sometimes hundreds of employees. And they have moved offshore outside of the Fair Work Ombudsman's jurisdiction.
The exploitation of farm workers in recent years has led to a push by unions to organise the sector. But Rachel McKenzie from Queensland's peak horticulture lobby group GrowCom says the industry is best placed to drive change. She's developing a training and certification scheme for growers called Fair Farms that will help supermarkets differentiate between good and bad farms.
And that is the only way that we can lift standards across the industry.
That's Rachel McKenzie from GrowCom, ending Marty McCarthy's report.